Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. That's per year, not your lifetime.
Yeah, per year. But that's sad. It's, what, 365 days?
Yeah, 15 perfect days a year is what you get. That's how many each person gets on the average.
Is that sucky? I feel like I have more than 15 perfect days.
Did you read the perfect day, what it consisted of?
Yep, I did. Yep.
I don't know. I don't get 15 of those.
You
okay, first of all,
yeah.
The perfect day, according to this research study, is sleeping in to at least 8:15.
Right. Okay. Here's what it says. Let's see here. Yeah. 8:15. Right. I'm with you now. I just now found it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you wake up to a day that it's going to be a spring-like day in around 74 degrees. Perfect
exactly.
weather.
Right.
Okay.
Perfect
Let's
weather.
Start. All right. After that, you spend 4 hours with family.
Right.
Then you also outdoing stuff. It can be anything. You can be over at Top Golf, for an example. Okay. Then you spend 3 hours with friends.
Now, this is all the perfect day, you guys.
Yeah.
Perfect day.
Started at 8:15 in the morning.
Right.
Then you come home and you jump onto the couch. You just a little couch surfing, okay?
Right.
You're going to relax for a while. You spend 3 hours watching TV to cap off your day before you go to bed at 10:50 at night.
And that's their perfect day.
That's considered the perfect day.
Yeah. Huh.
That's way too much time with family and friends, folks. That is not the perfect day. That is not the perfect day. I don't want to spend 3 and 4 hours with family.
Yes,
and then
you do.
3 hours with some friends.
But
I don't want to.
No, I think you don't even realize that you have the perfect day. So listen to this.
Okay,
so think about your Saturdays. Saturday, your son sometimes comes over in the morning for brunch and you hang out with your family.
I've done that.
Right? And then you do what? You play golf with your friends.
I have done that four
so
or 5 hours.
You don't even see that you actually are having perfect days.
You're opening my eyes. I do enjoy family and friends, don't I? Here I thought I've hated them all.
I think you're thinking of like weird Uncle Al or something.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah,
I must be thinking of Thanksgiving dinner every day.
No, it's like your son. Think about this Saturday.
Okay.
Where are you going this Saturday?
I'm going to the Buckhorn Exchange.
Exactly.
Eat me some yak.
And what else do you have going on? A golf tournament?
I've got a golf tournament. 2 days. It's a back-to-back. Oh, my God. Not just the perfect day. I have the perfect weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah. So, and then they did all these different kinds of things that are the best mood boosters. All right. So the top three things that happen in your life that make you the happiest is finding money in your pocket. Number one. I agree with that.
I agree with
There's a weird little thing.
I did that just a couple of days ago. Found $5.
And it makes you happy because it's like free money.
Had no idea it was there.
So great.
No idea.
Number two is sleeping in without waking up to an alarm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one, not so much for me. I love getting up early. You know, weekends, I get up at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah, I do.
Last
no
weekend,
alarm.
I slept until 1.
Yeah. That's sleeping your life away.
No, because we just got back and I was jet lagged.
Okay, that makes sense.
I woke up, I couldn't believe it was 1 p.m.
I am up before the sun comes up on the weekends.
What do you do? That's too long of a day.
Well, I'll just sit, have a little coffee.
Really?
Pet the dog.
I never asked Sean. Do you sleep in the weekends?
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah, that's weird.
What's sleeping in though?
7:30, 8 o'clock.
Wake up at 4.
I don't know how you guys do it.
And then this one, I totally agree with. There is nothing better on the planet: lying in bed and listening to the rain.
Oh, I agree.
So great.
That is good.
A couple of nights ago.
Yeah, I love it.
It was great.
So good.
Thunder. It didn't even bother me that it woke me up at 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock, knowing I got to get up in about an hour and a half. Didn't even bother me because of the pleasant sound of the rain.
So pleasant.
Yeah.
So pleasant.
It was very pleasant.
Until you have that weird gutter that goes, dink, 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 with the same raindrop.
Yeah, that's a pain in the butt. Yeah.
I might have it. Okay, and then doing an act of kindness.
Ooh, that's nice. That makes you feel good.
It makes you feel really good. You don't really care that you're doing something nice for somebody else. It makes you feel best.
Yeah.
I'm so kind all the time.
I'm going to try that at some point.
I feel like I always have perfect days. And then petting a dog. Oops, I gave mine away.
I do like petting the dog.
I gave mine away.
I love petting the dog.
I gave my dog away.
These are all things that are going to change your mood, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
I feel like but it's sad to me, why I wanted to bring this up is, do you really think that only 15 a day that you're happy, like 15 perfect days,
that makes
me sad?
I feel extremely, now I can't speak for everybody else. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of people out there going, 15, I wish, that don't even get 15, you know?
No.
But here's the way I see it for myself, Jamie. I literally, to me, in my world, I have, out of 365 days, I probably have 340 perfect days.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, because I come to work.
Yeah.
I work with wonderful people like you and producer Sean.
Oh, my God.
And then I leave here. I get in my car. I drive home, and I just sit alone for hours upon hours.
I don't think that's healthy.
TV. I don't think eating and napping and wake up, and then I go to bed.
Later
in the evening.
I think they call that a rut.
Perfect day.
I think they call that a rut.
I call it the perfect day.
You need to get out of your rut.
And guess what? I forecast a perfect day again today.
That's so sad. That is a rut.
That's not sad.
Do you know how many people I know that are in ruts? It makes me crazy. Yes.
Rut. You're calling my life a rut.
Yes. Like you only go to the same restaurant. They only do the same thing. You know, always the same thing. You need to try something new.
I am. I'm going to the Buckhorn tomorrow night. I'm going to have me some yak and some Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, that's right.
I've never had testicles before.
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.